This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 75.
В ефире 75-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Тамара Домбровская. На этой неделе я заменяю Анну Филиппову. Сегодня вы научитесь спрашивать о местонахождении разных предметов и объектов. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Coin.
Монета.
Counter.
Прилавок, стойка.
Dryer.
Сушилка.
Laundromat.
Автоматическая прачечная.
Manager.
Менеджер, управляющий.
Note.
Записка.
Records.
Документация, регистрационные документы.
Ticket.
В данном случае квитанция.
Toilet.
Туалет.
Washing machine, washer.
Стиральная машина.
To appreciate.
Ценить, быть признательным.
To arrange.
Договориться, организовать, давать распоряжение.
She arranges for repairs.
Она договаривается о ремонте.
To dry clean.
Отдавать в химчистку. Подвергать химической чистке.
Dry cleaning.
Химчистка.
To go on, to happen.
Происходить.
What goes on in here?
Что здесь происходит?
To operate.
Приводить в действие, управлять.
To operate the machine.
Пользоваться машиной, работать на ней.
To wash.
Стирать.
Cheap.
Дешевый.
Odd.
В данном случае нерегулярный.
Where does that door go?
Куда ведет эта дверь? Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер берет интервью у менеджера автоматической прачечной.
Good evening. I'm looking for the manager. Is it Mrs. Pasantino?
It's Miss Pasantino. I'm Miss Pasantino.
Good evening. I'm Martin Lerner. I called this morning about doing an interview with you this evening.
That wasn't me. That was Mrs. Felicia. She's the day manager. I'm the night manager.
I'm sorry.
No problem. What do you want? An interview?
Yes. Could I interview you about this laundromat?
Why? What for? Who did you say you are?
I'm Martin Lerner. I'm a reporter for The Voice of America. I want to interview you about this place. I want to ask you questions about the place. What goes on in here? What do you do? That kind of question.
It's just a laundromat. People come here to wash their clothes.
That's what I want to know about. Who comes here? Why they come here? Why they come at night? Our listeners will be interested.
They will? I guess that's all right. I'm not busy right now.
May I record?
It's okay.
Where can we sit?
Come back here. This is my office.
Your office?
Two chairs and my coffee cup. Sit down.
Let's talk about your office, then.
I don't really need an office. The day manager does all the office work.
What kind of work is that?
Any kind of records. She also arranges for repairs or any work like that. I just leave her a note when I leave in the morning.
How many hours do you work?
Excuse me, could I have some change? The machine isn't working.
Which one?
The one beside the door.
Did you try the one by the soft drink machine?
Yes, it's empty.
Okay, how much? $2? Okay.
Thanks.
That's what I do mostly. I take care of everything.
Let's talk about where everything is. Are these all washing machines?
Yes. The ones in front are the smaller washers. Next to them are the big washers.
Does Mrs. Felicia do all the work in the daytime?
No, she has a helper to wash the clothes. Excuse me a minute. I'll have to help that man. He doesn't know how to operate the dryer.
Where is the dryer?
Under the window. Those are dryers.
Could I watch?
I don't mind.
Для определения местонахождения предмета или объекта следует задать вопрос с вопросительным словом where. Послушайте.
Where can we sit? Where do they leave them? Where is the dryer?
Ответ на эти вопросы может состоять из одного слова или группы слов с предлогом. Послушайте.
Here.
Beside the door.
By the soft drink machine. In front. Below the window.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
Where is your office? Where is your office?
Where is the laundromat? Where is the laundromat?
Where are the soft drink machines? Where are the soft drink machines?
Where are the dryers? Where are the dryers?
Where can we sit? Where can we sit?
Where is the manager's office? Where is the manager's office?
Теперь вы задайте вопросы о местонахождении предметов в прачечной. Мартин будет называть разные предметы, а вы спросите его, где они находятся. Начните свои вопросы со слова «where».
The dryers.
Спрашивайте побыстрее. Where are the dryers?
The soft drink machine.
Живее. Where is the soft drink machine?
The large washing machine.
Where are the large washing machines?
The office.
Where is the office? Мартин беседует с менеджером автоматической прачечной, которая работает круглосуточно.
What's wrong?
This machine is new. I don't know how to operate it.
You didn't know how to operate the old ones either. I have to help you every week.
I appreciate it. Where do I put the coins?
Beside that light. Right here.
Okay, now what?
Shut the door.
Thanks.
Can you do dry cleaning?
Sure.
Where are those machines?
Behind the washing machines. Come here, I'll show you. Did you ever use a laundromat?
Yes, when I was young and first married. We lived in a very small apartment, and I took our clothes to the laundromat.
Did you wash your own, or did you leave them?
Mostly I washed them. It was cheaper.
Of course.
Do most people wash their own clothes?
At night they do. In the daytime, they sometimes leave them.
Where do they leave them?
Over there. They put them on that counter, and someone writes a ticket for them.
Do you do all the work at night?
Yes, I'm usually busy all night.
Who comes to the laundromat at night?
A lot of students come at night. Students have very odd hours. They study at night. Some of them study here. They bring their clothes and study while the clothes wash. Do you see that girl there?
Which one? The one near the window?
No, I don't know her. The one under the clock. She's a student.
Who else?
People who can't come at any other time. Sometimes one person comes and the other person stays at home with the children. Some people who work long hours during the day can only come at night.
Where do they come from?
The neighborhood. They all live around here.
Let me ask you some other questions about the place.
What place?
This place, the laundromat. Where do people get their soap?
Some of them bring it. We also sell it, too. See that blue machine?
I see two blue machines.
Not the dry cleaning machines. On the left, near that door. You can buy soap and other things for your wash from that machine.
Where does that door go?
The toilets. Excuse me, my friend needs help again.
Послушайте некоторые названия мест из этого урока.
Beside that light. Behind the washing machine. Over there. On that counter. Near the window. Under the clock. Beside. Behind. Over. On. Near. Under.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Under the picture. Under the picture.
Behind the door. Behind the door.
Near the window. Near the window.
Over there. Over there.
Beside the dryer. Beside the dryer.
On the counter. On the counter.
Under the table. Under the table.
Near the chair. Near the chair.
А сейчас, во время музыкальных пауз, ответьте на вопросы Мартина о том, где находятся разные предметы в вашей комнате.
Where is the light?
Отвечайте, it's near the sofa.
Where is the door?
Говорите, the door is over there.
Where is the chair?
The chair is near the window.
Where is the window?
The window is over there, или the window is behind the sofa.
Okay, now what?
You've been very helpful. I have just one more question. Do you enjoy your work?
I'm happy. I've had better jobs, but I like to work at night. It's near my home, and the pay isn't too bad. Do you enjoy your work?
I love my work. I couldn't be happier.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Монета.
Coin. Coin.
Прилавок.
Counter. Counter.
Сушилка.
Dryer. Dryer.
Прачечная.
Laundromat. Laundromat.
Менеджер, управляющий.
Manager. Manager.
Записка.
Note. Note.
Документация. Регистрационные документы.
Records. Records.
Квитанция.
Ticket. Ticket.
Туалет.
Toilet. Toilet.
Стиральная машина.
Washing machine. Washing machine.
Химчистка.
Dry cleaning. Dry cleaning.
Глаголы. Ценить, быть признательным.
To appreciate. To appreciate.
Организовать, договориться, распорядиться.
To arrange. To arrange.
Отдавать в химчистку, подвергать химчистке.
To dry clean. To dry clean.
Происходить, случаться.
To go on, to happen. To go on, to happen.
Управлять, работать.
To operate. To operate.
Работать на машине, пользоваться машиной.
To operate a machine. To operate a machine.
Стирать.
To wash. To wash.
Прилагательные. Дешевый.
Cheap. Cheap.
Нерегулярный.
Odd. Odd.
Выражение. Что здесь происходит?
What goes on in here? What goes on in here?
Что случилось? В чем дело?
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Куда ведет эта дверь?
Where does that door go? Where does that door go?
Она договаривается о ремонте.
She arranges for repairs. She arranges for repairs.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 75-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь отвечать на вопросы о расположении разных объектов и месте проведения мероприятий. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Лес.
Forest.
Час.
Hour.
Проводник, гид.
Guide.
Охотник.
Hunter.
Охотиться.
To hunt.
Миля, 1609 метров.
Mile.
Двигатель, мотор.
Motor.
Картина, фотография.
Picture, photograph.
Фотографировать.
To take pictures.
Водопад.
Waterfall.
Горный хребет, горная гряда.
Ridge.
Ручей, речка.
Stream.
Грузовик.
Truck.
Дикая местность, девственная природа.
Wilderness.
Разбить лагерь.
To camp.
Скучать.
To be bored.
Наскучить.
To get bored.
Тихий, спокойный.
Quiet.
Мирный, тихий.
Peaceful.
Изгиб, поворот.
Bend.
Скала, утес.
Rock.
За пределами.
Beyond.
За пределами города.
Beyond the town.
За озером.
Beyond the lake.
Рядом, около, близ, у.
Beside.
У реки.
Beside the river.
Мне скучно в городах.
I get bored in cities.
Вам когда-нибудь бывает скучно?
Do you ever get bored?
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю, «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA, так говорят в Америке, подошла к концу. Thank you for your time. Благодарю вас за внимание. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.